power went out and it's too dark to read by candlelight. I'm glad it's not this dark all the time.
I'll tell you how you can have light every day, all day. Stay tuned. I'm Zach, and I'm so glad that you're back. Today's story will really get you thinking about light and dark. So let's get started here on Keys for Kids. Can you imagine living 150 years ago before electricity? Just think, no TV, no internet, no lights. If you wanted to see anything after dark, you had to use candles, and that would be tough. But some people still live in the dark, even if they have electricity. They live in the darkness of sin. Just remember, Jesus promised everlasting light in John chapter 8, verse 12, when he said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness." Well, that's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Light in Darkness. Thunder crashed loudly and Rhea gasped as the lights blinked once and then everything went black. "Oh no," Garrett exclaimed. "The storm knocked out our power. What do we do now, Dad?" "Don't move," Dad told them. "I'll go find some candles." "I'll come too." Garrett jumped up, took one step and stumbled over something. "Ow!" he howled as he got up and sank back into his seat. Soon Dad returned with a lighted candle in each hand. "There, how's that?" Dad carefully set the candles down on the coffee table. "Now we can see again." "This is nice," said Mom, leaning back in her chair. "I like candlelight." "Well, it's not very bright," said Garrett, "but it is better than the dark." He rubbed his foot. "Now I see what I tripped over, a book that fell on the floor." Rhea, who had been reading before the power went out, leaned toward the candles to see better, but then put down her book. "It's still pretty dark for reading. I'm glad we don't have to use candlelight all the time, like they did hundreds of years ago." "I am too," Dad agreed. "But even today, people live in the dark."
"They do?" Garrett asked. "You mean like blind people?"
"Actually, I was thinking of people living in the darkness of sin. That's much worse than physical blindness," said Dad. "If we've never seen the light of Jesus in our lives, we often think everything is just fine. But it really isn't. The darkness keeps us from seeing clearly."
"Like I couldn't see anything on the floor tonight," said Garrett. "I thought I could walk out of here, but I tripped as soon as I took a step."
Mom nodded. "The good news is that no one has to stay in the dark. Jesus is the light of the world, and he offers his light to anyone who will trust in him. His light is much more powerful than this candlelight." As she spoke, the light suddenly came back on and lit up the room.
"All right," exclaimed Rhea. "No more darkness here tonight."
So, how about you? Do you have the light of Jesus in your life? Has it shown you that you're a sinner in need of the forgiveness he offers? Or do you think you're doing just fine on your own? If so, you're walking in the dark, and you need Jesus. He wants to come into your life and take away the darkness of sin. So why not invite him in today? For more information on what it means to trust Jesus, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 102 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse, once again, John 8:12. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness." And our key thought today, Jesus is the light of the world. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I'd love to help answer it. Send your questions when you go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.